What is up? How's everybody doing? It is Daily Tap for Tuesday, March 12th. Today is the 11th. Hope everybody is doing all right. Charlie here with you, coming to you live from Indianapolis. I'm not here because of the NFL Combine. I can actually see Lucas Oil Stadium outside of my hotel room, soft flex, but not here. Here for work for the day job. I've enjoyed my stay down here. Definitely always interesting to do these podcasts. I think the last one I did was up in Green Bay for work a while back, like in July. It's right after the Brewers had lost the Cubs. It was in June. I remember this well. The Brewers blew a game against the Cubs. I was catatonic, to say the least. I'll be doing these, probably for the next 2 days. So I will be doing it today and tomorrow. And then for Thursday, I'll be back in the mix. And then we'll do weekend watch list, probably podcast all weekend, I would imagine, barring success of the Badgers and Marquette. If both Marquette and Wisconsin play this weekend, I will be doing podcasts all week. That's a promise to you. Then we'll get ready for the tournament. Snowtap WI Madness is live. We are giving away $100 this year to the winner, and the second place gets a $25 gift card to Homage. Brand I've really been digging right now. I'm actually wearing one of their shirts as I tape right now. I think I now have 3 shirts from them in the last month or two. So yeah, definitely check that out. The password is SnowtapWI. If you need me to send you the link, I can. I was going to try to tweet it out today. I didn't get to it with the work, so hopefully in the next few days I'll be able to schedule a few things, get that out to you guys and ready to rock. All right, let's waste no more time. Let's waste some more time. Not to divulge. So I just want to talk a little bit about Indiana and Indianapolis as a whole before I go into talking Packers, and then we'll talk a little Brewers and maybe Democratic National Convention at the very tail end. So I'm here. I decided that this is my first time spending extended period of time in Indianapolis and not really having anything to do at night. Last time I was here, we had a work event. Wasn't really able to explore the city at all. And so I'm like, all right, well, I got to try the shrimp cocktail. Like, that's what they're known for. That's the big thing. And I have to try it. Now they're at steakhouses, and I'm not gonna just be dropping bags on fucking $80 to $90 meat, deals that were out there. I love that my waitress tonight was recommending the rack of lamb, which was $55, and I'm like, nah, come on. I might look like I can throw that around at this place, but I mean, maybe I did. Maybe because I was I didn't try too hard. I kind of just wore something that I'd wear to just any old restaurant. Maybe that drew the allure. I don't know. But anyways, regardless of that. So I had the shrimp cocktail. I am here to tell you, it is one of the more unique things I've ever had in my life. I really liked it. I don't know if I'd have it again tomorrow. Would I follow it up and have it again tomorrow? No, probably not. I don't think I would do that. I did enjoy it. I did really like it. I thought it was really good. And it was super overpowering. So it's not spicy. What I've heard about it, the reputation is it's spicy. It's not actually spicy. What it is it has a ton of horseradish. So it's if you eat sushi, it's eating wasabi, fresh wasabi. Not the commercial stuff, but legitimately putting a ton of wasabi in your mouth because it's that strong. And I took a huge bite, my first one, and she kind of warned me, hey, don't don't like be easy with it. But actually that was okay because the big bite was like, it kind of woke me up. I'm like, all right, now I know how not to do this. And from there it was enjoyable. And then I had just a fantastic pork chop. It was great. One of the best pork chops I've had in my life. So shout out to Harry and Izzy's. We'll see where I go tomorrow night. If for whatever reason, there are some tappers down here who listen and want to grab a beer Tuesday night, I'm all for it. We can hang out, watch the Horizon League final, watch the WCC final. The Bucks are playing. I guess the Pacers are in town against the Knicks. If Pacers were paying anybody but the Knicks, I think I probably would try to go to the game. But it's the fucking Knicks, man. I don't know. If someone in the office offers me free tickets, I'm probably not going to say no, right? Go check out an NBA game. Go see what it's about. I think I mentioned this to Mitch. Go pick up a Pacers shirt or two just to say I have one. Why not, right? All right, now really, let's waste no more time. So moving on to the Green Bay Packers. So today was kind of fun. Like, it was not – technically, it's not free agency. Technically, the new year free agency starts on Wednesday. But the NFL has sort of got ahead of this curve and sort of owned this week by having this legal tampering period. Now, it's not always, I think, on Wednesday. I think they've sort of shifted it, and I think it always is around the 13th or the 14th. I think the NFL going forward will make sure that legal tampering is on this Monday, because it was nonstop action. There were things flying everywhere. Kind of notable stuff for the Packers. The Lions won March. So again, the Lions win the offseason. They sign Trey Flowers. They get Justin Coleman, who's a slot corner, former Seahawk Patriot. They also get Jesse James, the tight end. So Lions made a bunch of moves. Lions fans are Danny Amendola also signed. So they signed four guys. And it's very interesting to see the Lions sort of drop bags. The Lions want to create Patriot North. We will see two things. One, if Matt Patricia is the type of coach who can now, okay, level of expectations are going to be way higher on the Lions. A lot of people are going to be sucking the Lions' dick, which we were used to, that, oh, look out for the Lions. Sneaky Lions. You know, they beat the Patriots last year. Matt Patricia, yada, yada. You know, Mike Lombardi will ride for a guy like Patricia. He'll make sure. He'll talk about how the Lions are like his dark horse, because Lombardi's in the bag for anybody who gives him an ounce of attention. I know I always rag on him, but it's too easy. So the Lions will get a bunch of attention. But again, it comes down to actually playing games. I do think Trey Flowers is a good ad, but you know, he's had some injury issues. The Patriots didn't want to give him any the money that the Lions shelled out. So they are, they won the offs. Jesse James is a good tight end, but he's not anything that to me is special. I don't think he's going to make or break. They still don't have a running yet. Well, Kerryon Johnson, I guess, but how proven is Kerryon Johnson? So congrats to the Lions again for winning March. Let's see if you can do it in December. And you know, it's just how it goes. And so with a team like the Lions making a bunch of moves, it frustrates Packer fans. Packer fans in nature will get frustrated by that. It's not easy for Packer fans to just stay idle. But if you look at all the teams who made deals today and who've made an impact, none of them really are playoff teams. I mean, the Jaguars, yeah, were in the AFC Championship game 2 years ago, but that the teams who are dropping bags today are the teams who seem to always find themselves, you know, not in the playoffs and wondering where it went wrong. There's nothing wrong with signing free agents. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is you do not need to blow your load on the first free agent. Like, Every team here came their pants. Like, the Lions, like, just American pied themselves. Like, they were the ones who saw Shannon Elizabeth and just came right away. Like, that, and I'm sorry for being graphic, but that's exactly what the Lions did today. And so I'm okay that the Packers didn't do that. Like, I'm okay that the Packers didn't give Landon Collins $84 million. Are you kidding me, Washington? I just dropped my phone. Sorry about that. But seriously, it shocked me so much I dropped my phone. So you'll hear a little audio. I promise it's I have it all together. No way. Absolutely not. Like, I cannot believe that someone would think that it would be a good idea to give Landon Collins $84 million. That is absolutely wild to me. That is one of the crazier contracts I've seen in some time. The guy is a box safety. He's not somebody who I think can be a difference maker. It was just such a pure Redskins move. It is so Redskins, it hurts. It's like the most predictable thing. They love Alabama players. Apparently, they're going to go after CJ Mosley. Wouldn't be surprised if that's the guy that they attack this time around. But it's like this, it's just such a Redskins move. And so I look at the Packers, and I'm sure they were in on Collins, but they were in on Malik Jackson, who signed with the Eagles, but like he got a bunch of money too. And DeSean Jackson would have been another good add for the Packers. Adam Humphries. I mean, there are names that it's like, yeah, they would be good fits for the Packers. Packers have a talent gap. They need guys, but there's still guys available. It's not like that everybody's gone. Like according to, I think Bill Huber had this today, that the Packers are in on Adrian Amos from the Chicago Bears. So if they get Adrian Amos today or tomorrow, that's a huge coup. If they get Justin Houston, who is now released, or they make a trade for Dee Ford, great. Like, we are not at that point where we need to, like, baron down the hatches. I said it to Mitch yesterday on Tapping the Keg. You can go back and listen. If me and him are doing the podcast next week and the Packers still haven't made any moves, then yeah, we have some problems. Yeah, we have some issues. But right now, that is not our worry. That is not a concern at this point. So I don't think it's worth anyone's attitude to get wound up about this type of stuff. I think this is things that they can, you know, it just trust the process a little bit. Just do not overreact. Look at the teams that made the deals today. They are all teams who want to win headlines in March so they can send out the emails to fans and people can buy season tickets and get all excited. And then in October, the comments are, well, they signed all these guys. I thought that this would be different, and it's no different year in and year out. It just never seems to change. So just remember that, and we'll see if the Packers make any moves tomorrow. Well, obviously, we may have to do this segment over and over again, kind of like Groundhog's Day, until it gets through kind of everybody's thick skull. Moving on to the Milwaukee Brewers. The Milwaukee Brewers are kind of hot in spring training again. So you ask yourself, how much can you put into spring training? What is spring training? I think when the Brewers are winning games, it's always a good thing. It doesn't matter. The Brewers are kind of on a heater right now in spring training, which you could make the argument they're playing good baseball. And that was a good thing for them last year. Remember, they won the Cactus League. They were the Cactus League champions. That parlayed into a pretty fun season. And there are just good little nuggets that keep happening. You have Orlando Arcia hitting the piss out of the baseball right now. He had a 3-run homer. You had the Brewers come back from being down 5-1 against the Chicago Cubs, where they made a comedy of errors. They came back and won that baseball game 9-5. They dominated the Chicago White Sox on Monday afternoon with Yulis Chacin pitching 4 scoreless innings. I believe he only allowed 1 hit, looking like that opening day starter. Now, granted, that has been sort of a curse, but you have some good stuff. Jimmy Nelson pitched his first real game. Now, he gave up a home run, but he looked okay. And I think everybody's really rooting for Jimmy and wants to see this comeback. Jimmy has a lot going on in his life with his wife battling a really tough pregnancy and him getting back from this injury. This is not an easy mental state for Mr. Nelson, without question. Yeah, Jeremy Jeffers is hurt, but that's not, I don't think that's a huge worry at this point. We can talk about that next week. Ryan Braun's hitting home runs. That's a really good sign. I mean, apparently he's been working on his launch angle, and we definitely saw it on Monday. He absolutely murdered a baseball. And if Ryan Braun's doing that all year, boys, we are going to have some real fun. We are going to have some real, real fun this coming summer. And then what was the other thing that I wanted to note about the Brewers? I had something. I had one more thing, but it doesn't matter. They're playing good. I think it's worth getting excited about. It's worth getting fired up about. Definitely get yourself ready for what should be a really good year. Wanted to wrap up just really quickly. I wrote about this, but worth talking about on the podcast. So I know Facebook isn't the best part. The it's a cesspool, right, on comments. I appreciate all of you who follow us on Facebook and everything like that. But I did see a lot of people saying, like, they were mad that the DNC was coming to Milwaukee, that somehow it was a slap in the face of people who voted for Trump, and it was this, you know, call to arms sort of thing, and all this other bullshit. And I just don't get it. I don't understand how people can take that stance. Even if you do not agree with the Democrats, even if you are a Republican, you are a socialist, you are something else, I don't know. If you just aren't a fan of the Democrats, still, you can be a fan of Milwaukee and say, this is a really good thing for the city. This is a monumental thing for the city of Milwaukee. The Democrats had a problem in the Midwest. They got just dominated there by Donald Trump last year. And so they had to do something about it. And to rally the troops in the Midwest is something they can do. And Milwaukee was the destination. Alex Lazary, Mark Antanasio put in some major work. So that should be champion. That's going to bring in so much money next year, and hopefully it's spent on worthwhile projects. I think if you want to make the contrarian argument, if you want to be that guy or that girl to say, okay, I don't get it, what I would recommend is just say to yourself, okay, here's what I would do. I would say, okay, just make sure the money is getting spent right. Now, if the money doesn't get spent the right way, if it gets spent on stupid fucking things like the streetcar, then yeah, then it's not a success. Then it's a failure. Then it doesn't really work. And now I think what you're going to want is you're going to want to see money spent the right way. Now, I think what's going to upset a lot of people is I think you're going to get a hotel built right next to the Fiserv Forum. I do not think that's going to be like an outdoor space. I know some people have wanted that. It's going to be very unpopular. There's going to be a big-ass hotel right there. But I will guarantee you that there will be a hotel right where the Bradley Center is. You can mark that down. Lock that in. That is the lock of all locks. And I'll tell you, to wrap it up, to kind of put a bow on this, I'm in a city that is full, that has conventions all the time. Everybody asks, Uber drivers ask you, are you in for a convention? And it's because there's hotels everywhere and everything's convenient. So you want to have more things come to your city, you build more hotels, and that's how you get people there. So that does it. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll see if we have any free agent news. We'll have a Bucks game to talk about and anything else that piques my interest. All right. Take care, guys. Have a good one. Bye.